you have been a part of this Raider community, a part of the community right here in town for quite some time. You've got Cliff's Corner. We can find you at the Raider Image store pretty frequently. What is it about the fans, about you, that makes you so close?
Having a controllable ego. You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing. Being able to let the fans communicate with you, let them be able to touch you, sitting and talk about the great history of the Raiders during that era that I played with the Raiders. I think that's the biggest key, just having a controllable ego.
Okay.
And then last year, Mark asked you to light the torch in honor of his father. Talk about that experience.
All right.
Him asking you and then the day of and then actually lighting up.
At every Raider home game, we light the torch inside of the stadium in remembrance of Mr. Davis. His son, Mark Davis, asked you to light the torch. What was that conversation like, and what did it mean to you to be able to do that?
Well, he approached me and he said, "How would you like to light my dad's torch?" I said, "Mark, you got to be kidding. I would love to." And he said, I said, "Did you light the torch already?" He said, "Yes, I lit the torch." I said, "Did you win?" He said, "No, I lost." He said, "But you got to win." And so I lit the torch. And it was the Tampa Bay game. We were 3-4 again, the same situation that happened this week. Getting ready to get 500. And Tampa comes in and they beats us. And I can remember Mark say, "When I lit the torch, I lost. You have to win." And I like, the game, I said, "Oh my God, I lost." You know, he said, "Don't feel bad, CB, I lost too." So, but it was a great honor. It's when you go up there and light that torch, you feel Mr. Davis. You feel his spirit. You feel everything that he meant to you. You can hear him talking to you. And it was just a most wonderful blessing, honor a person could receive as an Oakland Raider.